here. So we do share, Public Works has the majority of the office space here, but the fire district, the Cache County Fire District, does have offices along the west side of the building here, and they're located in here. But then we have a maintenance building out here and just a vehicle storage building out this way. You guys are welcome to drive around if you haven't been here, or if someone really wants a tour, I'm happy to give you a tour afterwards, but anytime.
Is weed control out there, or are they still?
Vegetation, yeah, noxious weed is still here too. So they're part of Public Works. And so Jake has an office here, and then in one of our vehicle storage buildings, probably about 40% of that is taken up with vegetation in their vehicles and their trucks. So
you have a really nice wash bay.
Yeah, there's a nice wash bay that we use that really helped us try to keep the salt and stuff off our trucks or just keep them clean. As many of you guys know that are your cities, it's hard to find places to wash. The car washes don't want you to come there. So that was but it is our most, if you're thinking about a building, that is our most highly maintenance, or that's the most maintenance we do on that one. The car wash is always needs a new fitting, a new this, a new that. So it's by far the most expensive building we have to maintain too. So not only the water usage, but it's just, those things just take a lot of maintenance, from drains to hoses to heaters to, you know, something's plugged. So,
so speak to your kind of how you're situated here, service geographically, how that works for you.
So not bad. I don't want to bring up roads, but I know we've had a recent meeting on like the South Valley Corridor Road, right? For the county, that would be critical for us. But we do have a smaller facility in Richmond, so that during the winter maintenance, you know, we have to cover snow removal all the way from, you know, Paradise all the way to the Idaho border. So for us, a lot of times, the longest thing for us is just getting to where our routes are. And we're driving through these other cities to get to our snowplow routes. So we do have a smaller facility in Richmond that we have plows and some resources at, but mostly the rest of all of the Public Works road operations come out of this facility. So it's been good, but it would be nice to have some more direct access to Wellsville and those areas. If you guys remember the old road shop down on 10th West, we still store some equipment there, even though it's the sheriff's building. We do put some plows in there during the winter. So we're trying to spread out so that we can get to these areas quick and we're not spending 45 minutes an hour driving every morning just to get to where we're plowing snow. But, we still have, I think, probably 200 miles of road that we still do with a grader. So we do have the bigger trucks that have the salt spreaders and that on it, but we just still do a lot with graders. So the county has 3 graders that go out and will try to push snow and clear some of those gravel roads. So anyways, welcome. If there's anything you guys have questions, I'm happy to answer them later. Or again, if anyone wanted to go see something today, or even if they wanted to come another day, happy to show you guys around, tell you what's working good for us, maybe things that maybe aren't working so good, so that if you guys are looking to do something. But this classroom is available for trainings. We can schedule it for you. We are doing some upgrades in here to try to make online stuff better, with more cameras, some bigger screens and stuff that we've been able to secure some funding for. So it should be a good facility on this end of town to do trainings and different things. If it's your community events, like the fire district's doing CPR training and those types of different trainings, you're welcome to use it if needed. So thanks, and I'll turn the time over to Jeff.
Thanks, Matt. We do have enough now for our forum, so we're going to go ahead and get started.
Chris is coming in.
Yeah, I was going to go around and because we don't have all people. I was going to have everybody introduce who is here. So start with
Bob Buehler with Cache Valley Transit.
Well, Larry Jameson did leave. It's more for Megan, not for.
Just Jack.
Tom Bailey, Roosevelt.
Kathleen Elder, Providence.
Jason Thompson, River Heights.
Let's see, who am I, Larry? Lindsay Peterson, North Logan.
Karen Bailey.
Broad and then Love Utah Transportation Commission.
Megan Isaac, Venice.
And we're just introducing ourselves.
That was your name.
There we go. All right. So the first item that we have on the agenda is to approve the agenda that we have. If we have no other adjustments or amendments to it.
So seconded.
Got a motion from Kathleen, Mayor Alder, and a second from Mayor Thompson.
No,
from Peterson.
It wasn't okay.
We'll talk later about whether or not that was a compliment or not.
Probably to both of you. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. You also have a copy of the minutes from August 28th. Do you have any comments? And if there's no comments, I would look for a motion to approve the minutes from August 28th.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from August 28th.
Got a motion from Mayor Thompson. Is there a second?
No, sir.
There's a second from Mayor Bailey. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The next item is to approve the expenses. You have before you the expenses that are out there for this past billing cycle quarter. Do you have any questions?
So you got $1,579,099.43. We don't have any